Been a long time since I talked to you, and so I thought it's about time. Turn to 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 11. All right, everyone excited that you're back in school now? Oh, my goodness. So you're really excited that you're here at the edge then, because this isn't school? All right, that's good. 1 Timothy chapter 1. This is a great book of the Bible. They're all great, but this is especially great. Ah, is this mic too loud for you? Is it okay? Is it all right? Okay, I'm a little deaf from the worship, so I can't really tell what's going on now. Everyone at 1 Timothy, you ready to go? You ready to do this? All right, here we go. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the commandment of God our Savior and the Lord Jesus Christ our hope, to Timothy, a true son in the faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. As I urged you when I went into Macedonia, remain in Ephesus that you may charge some that they teach no other doctrine. Some people were teaching the wrong thing. Nor give heed to fables and endless genealogies, which cause disputes rather than godly edification, which is in faith. Now the purpose of the commandment is love from a pure heart, from a good conscience, and from sincere faith, from which some, having strayed, having turned aside to idle talk, desiring to be teachers of the law, understanding neither what they say nor the things which they affirm, they're basically messed up, is what he's saying. But we know, everyone say, we know. Come on, say, I know. That the law is good. Everyone say, it's good. That the law is good if one uses it lawfully. Knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous person, but for the lawless and insubordinate, for the ungodly and for sinners, for the unholy and profane, for murderers of fathers and murderers of mothers, for manslayers, for fornicators, for sodomites, for kidnappers, for liars, for perjurers. Does this sound bad? I hope this isn't describing any of you tonight. You thought it wasn't, but you get ready for this. For perjurers, and if there is any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine, according to the glorious gospel of the blessed God who was committed to my trust. Are you still with me? Let's pray. Father, thank you tonight that you're in this place. Lord, I pray for your anointing on my life as I begin to share your word. Lord, we pray that you would make it applicable to our lives, that you would just give us understanding, give us grace. Holy Spirit, be with us right now and speak to our hearts in Jesus' name. Everybody shout amen. Amen. Come on, everybody shout amen. Amen. You didn't come here just to sit there and hear me talk tonight, did you? I'll take that as a yes. Now, check this out. As I was praying and the Lord began to birth this thing, I'm not going to talk to you very long. I think we're going to have some fun tonight. But I began to read this scripture and it struck me. I want to ask you a couple questions tonight. Why do you do what you do? You doing that thing you do. All right. They're getting blessed over there. Why do you do what you do? Think about it. I don't know. I want you to look at your neighbor and ask him, why do you do that? Why? What is the reason for your season, all right? I want to know tonight. Why do you do the things you do? So some of you, now check this out. If you're here tonight and maybe you've decided not to smoke, I want to know why. Why don't you smoke? Maybe some of you say, man, I smoke like a chimney all the time. Well, why? Why do you smoke? Some of you, you date everybody. You date anything that has two or four legs. Some of you date nobody. Why? What's the point? Some of you say some colorful things sometimes, and your language is it's very descriptive. Some of you, however, watch your language. Why? Maybe you're respectful tonight of authority. Oh, Pastor Jeremy, hello, God bless you, Pastor Jeremy. Some of you could care less. Why? Are you with me? Come on, poke your neighbor and ask him in. Why? Why? Now you got to understand this question, young person, because this is very important. We all do things and we make decisions with our lives. There's certain ways that we choose to live our life. There's certain things we do, certain things we don't do. Some things you see other people do, you say, man, that's bad. That's wrong. Well, why? Why do you think it's wrong? Why wouldn't you do it? Why do you do the things? If you're a Christian tonight, why are you a Christian? If you're not a Christian, why are you not a Christian? Do you have a reason for it? Is it your philosophy? Is it just because it feels good? Is it because, well, everybody else is doing it? That's a good reason. Everybody else is doing it. No, they're not. I hate to break it to you. Why do you do what you do? Because you see, all of a sudden, Paul comes along and he starts to write this letter to Timothy, a young man. He says, look, you're my true son in the faith. I want to give you some instruction. And he says, some people have been teaching the wrong thing. This is what Paul's saying right here. He says, some people, they're around teaching the wrong thing, and I don't want you to get messed up with it. And so I want you to understand what it's all about. And Paul begins to talk to Timothy about the law. Everyone say the law. Come on, everybody say it out loud. The law. If you are alive and breathing, if you have two lungs, vocal cords, a nose and mouth, would you please say the law? All right. The law. Now, when he talks about the law in this passage, what he's really talking about is the Old Testament. All right. He's talking about like the Ten Commandments. Has everyone heard of the Ten Commandments? Is that okay? You've heard of them? Moses, children of Israel, Egypt, Red Sea, the big whale that swims by. The Ten Commandments. He's talking about the law. Don't do this. Don't do that. Don't lie. Don't cheat. Don't steal. So he says, look, I want to talk to you, Timothy, for a minute, because some people are a little bit messed up. And you've got to understand why you do what you do. Because some of us, we think that knowing Jesus is about laws. Well, if you're a Christian, you can't do this. You can do that. You can go here, but you can't go there. You can do this. And he says, listen, you've got it a little bit messed up tonight. Whether you know Jesus or not, if that's all you think Jesus is about, you missed it. Because he says the law, listen, the law isn't for you if you're a good person. The law is for not so good persons. Is that right? If everybody was good, do you think we'd need a law? Now, I woke up like 4 times last night to feed little Mr. Caleb. I am running purely on adrenaline, but you guys are making me bored. Now, talk to me here. Are you with me tonight? Are you alive? Are you in the zone? Are you ready for the Word of God? The immutable, the unchangeable, the never-ending, always faithful, always true Word of God. I'm about to explain it to you tonight. You could get excited about that. All right? All right. Now, he says the law, look, he says the law's for bad people. If no one speeds, you don't need a speed limit. That's true. That's true. But it's people like Carissa. They're bad. They speed. I never used to speed. I always went the exact speed limit. It's true. It's true. Then I met this woman, just like the Garden of Eden. It's always the women. She gave me this thing. I ate it. And now, oh, I just can't keep my foot off the pedal. I don't know what it is. Now, is it true, Carissa? I didn't used to speed. Is that the truth? Everyone look at her. Until I met you. Is that true? She's lying now. It's true. The law. Come on. If no one ever steals anything, you don't need a fine for stealing stuff. You don't need to put people in jail. So the law is for bad people. The law is for people that have problems. The law is for people that have a trouble living life the way they're supposed to live it. But you see, tonight, young person, the reason we're in this place is because of someone named Jesus Christ. And Jesus came on this earth, died 2,000 years ago. And what Paul is saying is that what Christianity is about and what knowing Jesus is about, whether you know him or not tonight, what it's all about is not what you cannot do, but it's about what you can do. And a lot of people spend so long looking at all the things they can't do that, you know what? You'll fail every single time. And maybe you've been struggling. Maybe you're a Christian tonight and you can't figure out how to make it work right. I can't talk right. I can't think right. I can't do these things because you are frustrated all the time. I wish I could go there, but oh, I can't. Oh, I wish I could do. Well, no, I'm not supposed to do that. And you're always trying to see where the boundary is. Maybe I could say this word. Well, I can't say that word, but maybe I can say something else instead. You know what I'm saying? Well, I can't be really bad. You know, I remember when we were kids. Now, I've never smoked, and I don't intend to, but I remember when we were kids, we knew we couldn't smoke, and smoking's bad, and it's for bad people, but what we had was cap guns. You remember cap guns? And if you know what I'm talking about? The guns with the little red ring, and when you shoot it, it goes, pah! Cap guns. Those are called caps. Oh, yeah. You know what? Everyone had a cap gun? Is that okay? Yeah. And you know how when you have a certain kind of cap gun that's really cool, you can shoot it, and you can suck in the smoke and blow it out. You never did that? It was just me. I don't know. We thought that was cool. We thought, man, this is awesome. It's almost like smoking, but it's not. This is holy smoking. And we were trying to figure out where the limit was. Well, I can't smoke a cigarette, but I can suck in some smoke and blow it out for my cap gun. Ha ha ha. missed the point, see, of the whole law. Totally missed the point. And Christianity, as long as you focus on these things, some of you are having trouble tonight. Some of you want to know Jesus. You came here tonight, you're curious, you're not a Christian, but you're not sure because you think it's all about, well, you can't do this, you can't go there. Listen, there are things that we don't do as Christians, but I don't do it because there's a law on my life. I do it because I'm free, because I'm absolutely free. Christianity is not about what you can't do, but what you can do. In fact, this same guy that wrote this, Paul, says in another book, look, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things. He doesn't say, look, I can't do a lot of things because Christ is strengthening me, and so I don't want to pollute myself. Did you catch that? He says, no. Look, I can do all things. I can. And once you meet Jesus Christ, you see, you have this freedom. You have this ability. Paul says, look, I don't have condemnation. I don't have guilt in my life anymore because the law of life set me free from the law of sin and death. There is a law working in every one of our lives, and it will conform you to its will. Now, in this room, there is a law of gravity. Are you aware of that? It is the law of gravity. It's a great law. And what this law says is that what goes up has to come down. And so if I hold this water bottle way up high, all right? And if I just tip it over, water is going to come down all over Nigel. Now, I didn't do it. It wasn't me, Nigel. It was the law of gravity. I can't believe it came out like that. You know, I mean, I just want some water to stay up in the air. And so if I just throw it up in the air, the problem is, are you getting the picture? All of a sudden, this thing called gravity, you guys think you're safe, don't you? Just go ahead and take some. All right. The problem is, there's this thing called gravity, and it bends everything to its will. Are you with me? And in your life and my life, there is a law of sin and death, and it will bend you to its will. You will find yourself doing things you wish you didn't do. You will find yourself doing things you know you're not supposed to do. But it's like you're helpless. Now, check this out. Anybody can sin. Anybody can do that. It doesn't take a genius to sin. My goodness. You don't need talent to sin. You don't need to be smart to sin. But not anyone can live holy. Not anyone can have a right relationship with God. And he says, look, you can. You can do something. Don't get caught up looking at all these things. You can't do this. You can't do that. Oh, it's just Christianity so bad. He says, no, you missed the whole point. And when you understand the law, he says, the purpose of this law, the purpose of the commandments is to show you that there is something called sin. That no matter how hard you try, every person in this room has broken the law in God's eyes. But he says, look, there's good news. He doesn't just want to leave us all guilty and condemned. How many of you are thankful? God just doesn't tell you, look, you're bad. You're bad, you're bad. You broke all the laws and you're bad. He goes on. I want you to read this. Verse 12, he says, and I thank Christ Jesus our Lord who has enabled me because he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. Although I was formerly a blasphemer, a persecutor, and an insolent man, but I obtained mercy. Everyone say mercy. Because I did it ignorantly and in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord was exceedingly abundant with faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. Now check this out. I want you to circle this in your Bible, verse 15. This verse will absolutely change your life. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the chief. Now listen up, young person, because a lot of people miss this. And if you're here tonight and you don't know Jesus, I want to just destroy some myths tonight. People think when you come into Christianity, you just, I don't know about that because I'm going to stop being able to enjoy life. I'm going to have to be a hypocrite. I'm going to have to be like this. No. What you become when you meet Jesus Christ is you become free for the first time in your life. You become free to live life the way you are supposed to. You become free to be a righteous person. You see, when God's righteousness is in me, and I've got rid of all the junk and all the sin, when his righteousness is in me, I don't need the law. I don't want to do those things. Man, I don't want to separate myself from God. I don't need someone to tell me, don't do this, don't go there. No, you shouldn't think this. I know what I want to do. I know what I shouldn't do because, man, I want to live life the way God intended me to live it. Can you say amen? Can you give me a little more monitor up here, Brennan? Come on. when his freedom is in you. And Paul says, look, this is a faithful saying. God just didn't give you the law and tell you, look, you're bad. You're not going to make it. You messed up. Da, 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 da. And you walk on all guilty and all ashamed. And you carry this burden around. He says, look, I've got good news. There's not just the law, but there's also a Savior. And his name is Jesus. And he came so that once you realize, you know what? I messed up. You know what? There is a law. You know what? I can't fulfill it. In my life, I keep going towards sin and I keep messing things up. He says, yeah, that's exactly what I wanted you to realize. Now, listen, I'll take all the sin for you. I'll take it all. I'll take it all. It's totally for free. And I really believe this. I think there are some young people. I want to get the band up here. Janice, can you just play some on the keyboard? There are some of you here tonight. You are frustrated with your Christianity. You are frustrated with your walk with God, and you don't understand why. You don't understand why you can't break through. You don't understand why you can't seem to just break out of the funk that you're living in. And it's like nothing seems to go quite right for you. You're just frustrated. Ruth, could you come and play? What's the reason for that? It's because you might have got a religion. You may have got a belief. You may have got a philosophy. You may have got a lot of things. But what you did not get was the righteousness of God and a real relationship with Jesus Christ. Because when you are really righteous, you don't need the law anymore. You're not consumed with, man, I couldn't go here today. Man, I wish I could do that. Why can't I be like those people? Listen, I don't want that. Man, I don't want that stuff. I don't envy people doing drugs. I don't envy people doing all this stuff. I had every opportunity growing up to do anything and everything in my life. It's not just, oh, I just grew up in church. I was a pastor's kid, so there were always angels flying around me. And it was just so nice. No, man, I've had people offer me drugs. I've been in places where people are drinking and trying to hook me up. And I had to leave. I'd walk out of friends' parties, all kinds of different stuff, because they're just hooking up with the wrong things. And I think, you know what? I don't even want that. I don't walk away feeling bad. Man, I really missed out. I'm blowing my brains out, you know, with drugs. Man, I really missed out on getting so drunk. I can't remember what I did last weekend. Oh, that's too bad. I walk away and I know, man, thank God. I just want this relationship with God to keep going. I want this freedom. I want this righteousness to keep going. There's a provision for sin. And Paul says, look, I'm the chief of sinners. This guy was a murderer. This guy was in the wrong religion. This guy thought that the Christians were of the devil and started killing them, murdering people, murdered the first Christian. This is the guy that was there, the first martyr. He's the guy. And yet he says Jesus saved him as an example for us. So we could know that life's not just about the law, but there is some freedom when you get hooked up with God. There is freedom to enjoy your life. There's freedom to smile. Can you smile tonight? Come on, let me see your Colgate smile or your golden smile like Saul. Come on. There's freedom. Man, you should wake up with joy. You should wake up with peace. You should wake up with happiness every day of your life. I know there is freedom in my life when I am righteous and when Jesus' righteousness comes on me, because he's the one that died. He's the one that was punished. He's the one that got sentenced to death because I broke the law. And now I just walk up and I say, okay, Lord, I believe in what you did. I believe what you did on that cross. And now I receive your righteousness. And when I really understand righteousness and I really understand what Jesus did and I really understand what this law is all about, I know, you know what? God's not trying to hinder my life. He's not trying to get on me. There are just things that, God, your righteousness works in me. The fruit of the Spirit works in me. I start to love more. I start to be kinder. I start to be more long-suffering. I start to be more like Jesus because he's transforming me from the inside out. Not from the outside in. Someone put a law on you and someone put a regulation on you and they say, oh, you can't do this. You can't do that. If you are frustrated about that tonight, you do not understand what Jesus did for you on the cross. That's just the truth. Because what he did for you is the most liberating, the most freeing, the most wonderful thing that you can ever, ever experience. Can you say amen tonight? And that's why in verse 18, listen, Paul says, is this charge I commit to you, son Timothy, according to the prophecies previously made concerning you, that by them you would wage the good warfare, that you would fight the fight of faith. That you've got to fight for your freedom, young person. You've got to fight for it. Because every day you're going to be tempted to just get into some kind of religious rut. Every day, if you don't know Jesus Christ, you've got to fight your way to freedom, because everything in the culture around you
is going to push you to be a lawbreaker. It's going to push you to think that everything that you want in Jesus is just about rules, and it's not. You've got to fight for your freedom. You've got to fight for your freedom from guilt. You've got to fight for your freedom from condemnation. Say, no, that's not what Jesus did. That's not what he gave me. That's not what he wants in my life. Can somebody say amen? Am I preaching to anybody tonight? Come on. You got to fight for it. You got to fight for it. There's something worth fighting for. Oh, young person, I'm telling you, thousands of people for generations have sought to try to find the peace and joy and freedom that you can have in Jesus Christ, and it is worth fighting for. It was worth Jesus dying for, and I'm telling you, it's worth fighting for in your life tonight. It's worth it. It's worth laying down your sin. It's worth laying down your habits. It's worth laying down what you used to be and who you used to hang out with and how you used to talk. It's worth it because he is the only way that you will find real freedom and real joy and real peace in your life. And that's the truth. That's the truth tonight. Now, how many of you want that kind of freedom in your life? Come on, how many of you want that kind of freedom in your life? If you want it, I want you to stand up right now. Come on, if you want freedom, I want you to stand up right now. I want you to stand up right now. Come on, lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. I want you to ask God right now, Lord, set me free tonight. God, give me freedom in my life. Give me freedom in my mind. Give me freedom in my heart. Give me freedom. Give me freedom tonight. Come on, just cry out. I want you to begin to pray right now. Just you and God, begin to talk to and ask him. Lord, set me free. God, set me free. Set me free right now. Set me free right now. Come on, come on, come on. Jesus, right now, God, we pray that you would take away every condemnation and guilt. God, that you would take away every frustration, Lord, in our lives in trying to please you, in trying to be people that keep some kind of law, when all you've asked us to do is live in the righteousness of Jesus Christ. And right now, Father, we just break the power of sin. God, we break the power, God, of habits and addictions. We break the power tonight of temptation over every life in Jesus' name. God, I pray for freedom tonight. Lord, release freedom tonight. God, release your freedom tonight. God, in every one of us. Oh, and right now, God, let there be a supernatural impartation of the very righteousness of Jesus Christ. Come on, young person. You can't be right. You can't be righteous on your own. You can't work it up. You can't try hard enough. You just got to get with Jesus. Come on. You got to accept what Jesus did for you on the cross. Right now. Right now. Right now. Jesus, send it. Send it right now, Lord. Your righteousness, your freedom. Then come on, everybody, say, thank you, Jesus. Come on, shout it out. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, say it out loud. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your righteousness. Come on, say it out loud. Thank you for your righteousness. Thank you for setting me free. Right now, I receive it in Jesus' name. Now, come on, give the Lord a great big praise tonight. Come on, give him praise tonight. Yeah. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Lift it higher. Come on, lift it higher. Come on, lift it higher. A little bit longer. Just a little bit longer. Jesus, you're worthy. Jesus, you're worthy. Yes, Lord. Come on.